Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Mura Daf Tet Zayin Amud Bet, about to take a look at the final Mishnah, and this is the second parak. Chomer b'kodashim b'tmura v'chomer b'tmura b'kodashim. As we started the parak, comparing and contrasting Korban Yochid and Korban Tzibur, here we're going to compare essential kodashim with tmura. Chomer b'kodashim b'tmura. How are kodashim more severe? Shah kodashim osim tmura. They can generate a tmura. Ve'en tmura osa tmura, as we've seen several times. Hatzibur v'shutafin maktishin. You could have a korban tzibur, a korban shutafin that's made of halom mimirin, but that korban cannot then be replicated, as it were. Umaktishin ubarin ve'evarim. You can maktish in utero, and you can maktish limbs for what that ends up being. Avalom mimirin. Okay, as we saw in the first parak. On the other hand, if you're mamir onto an animal that's already a balat mum, kedusha comes on it. If you're makdish a bal mum kavua, then when you redeem it, it is totally as chulin, it can be worked, it can be sheared, not true with a tmura. Here's what Yehuda Omer, asa shogei kemezid bitmura. Another chumrah is that Shogeg and Mezid are considered to be alike, and that's where we're going to pick up our discussion in the Gemara, unlike Kodashim. So we have to see where that intersection is. What's how Shogeg makes Mezid Kimuktashin? Rabbi Lazar Omer, and we've seen this already several times, those five Sule Muktashin, Lo Kedoshin Velo Maktashin, as we said, quoting Shmuel, meaning that they cannot become Tmura or make Tmura. Okay, my Talmud Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yosef Yehuda say that Shogeg Kemezid is active in Tmura and not in Kodashim? So Amar Krayi, yeah, Kodesh, what about Shogeg Kemezid? We already saw that inference. However, what does it mean? Hechidam Shogeg Kemezid. So we have to find a case where you have Shogeg in Tmura that works and a parallel case in Kodashim doesn't work. So we have a bunch of different offerings. Amar Chizkia, number one, if he thinks that it's okay to be mamir, gabe tmura laki. So if you did tmura, even thinking it was mutar, you get makot, which is interesting. Makot for shogeg. Gabe korashim lo laki. But if you're makdish e balmum, thinking it was okay, you don't get makot. This is, of course, difficult because you can't get makot typically without hatra'ah. So the hatra'ah would indicate, of course, don't eat hatra'ah, love chin, and shogeg mezid. If you're makdish via tmura, even though you thought it was mutar, it still works. If you're makdish a baal mum, thinking that was okay, the hekdish does not work. They think shogeg mezid is a little different. It is if you intended to say this will be a tmura tola v'mar tmura shlamim, then it is tmurat shlamim, as opposed to in hekdesh, if you say ola and men shlamim, it's neither. Gabi tmurat shlamim, kadish. Gabi korashim, lo kadish. Leish nachrina, we have another version, which is, kesavur lamar shachor v'mar lavan, he intended to point to one particular animal and pointing to another one. Gabi tmurat laki, if it's a tmura, you get makot. Gabi korashim, if it's a malmum, lo laki, you don't get makot for that, because there is no hekdesh when you intended one animal and end up with another. He says, what's shogeg kemezid? When you thought you really could do a successful replacement. Gabe kodashim, what's the parallel? He said, if there was a mum, and I thought I could eat it without a pidyon, lolaki, I don't get makot for eating without pidyon, because I thought it was okay, but with tmura, when I thought I could really do a replacement, I do get makot. I got tomorrow lucky. Rav Sheshta Amari is the last one. I'm going to go into that house and I'm going to intentionally be mamir. And he went into the house and he was mamir and makdish without paying attention. Gabi tmura laki, gabi kodashim, of course, the balmum, lo laki. So, we're really all trying to search and figure out what Rabbi Yosef Yehuda meant with his contrasting kodashim with tmura in the context of shogeg umezid. Now, Rabbi Lazar Mar Kilamet Treif, etc. Amar Shmuel lo kodashin bitmura v'lo makdishin la'asot tmura. We've seen Shmuel's comment every time that Rabbi Lazar has been quoted, and we've seen this bright of Rav Meir also every time Rabbi Lazar has been quoted. Amar Meir me'achar she'en kodashin me'achan makdishin. After all, since these five things can't become kadosh, how could they be makdish? How could they generate further? So he goes through them.
When it comes to a trefa,
The only way that could happen is if you're makdish an animal, then it became a trefa, then to tell you it cannot now generate tmura further. Makdish vlad v'yatzad derech dofen, or if you're makdish a vlad, and therefore it the kedusha held, but since it came out via C-section, it can't be makdish further. Kilayim, Tumtum, and Androgynos, which are all dependent on the birth process and on the father, that could only be Bivlade Kodshim, because if you're Makdish and it turns out to be a Tumtum and Androgynos, the Hekdesh never held, so clearly it can't generate further. The only way they could generate further, that we have to say it doesn't, is if you're Makdish an animal, and then she gets pregnant, and then it turns out to have a tumta androgynos, it's vladei kodshim, and therefore it's a libra Rabbi Yehuda damar vlado set tmura. This will only be a reasonable statement, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says a vlad could make a tmura. Okay, Amar Papa. So Papa then does something interesting. He explains Rabbi Eliezer's reason, and he asks about it. My time with Rabbi Eliezer. Why does Rabbi Eliezer say that these five cannot generate tmura? Because they're like behemat tmeya. Like a pig, like a horse. Ma be matme alo karav lo nachta la kedushat haguf. Those animals cannot be brought on the Mizbeach. And as a result of that, no kedushat haguf can come on them. So afarach lo karav lo nachta la kedushat haguf. Same thing with these five. So then Amar Papa le Rava. So Papa then turned to his Rebbe and said, I don't really get that. Vare ba'almum de lo karav nachta la kedushat haguf. After all, you have a ba'almum, you're not allowed to be makriv that, and your kedushat haguf works there. So Amar Lei, Rava answered, Balmum karev b'mino. Other things like the Balmum, meaning other cows, are offered. So then his answer back is, Yachi trefa namika karev b'mina. Rabbi Lozer's list included a trefa. Trefa is a perfectly good cow that got a hole in its lung or something. But other cows are brought. Ela Amar Rava ki behemat mea. So Rava had to fine-tune this. It's like, behemat mea, ma behemat mea, psul haguf. Behemat mea is a psul because of its inherent existence of who it is. Of course, psul haguf, and therefore these five are also inherently problematic. Lafuke balmum the psul chisaroninu. Balmum is just something where it's missing something. It means it was a fine animal, and then something's gone. So Ravada Rava. So that's challenged. Valo saruba kolukti beparsha. Balmum include one eye bigger than the other or a cloven hoof. Well, they psul haguf ninu. They are as much psul haguf as being a donkey or being a pig, just maybe less, but they're still psul haguf. So we have to fight. Tune it again. There's nothing in its kind that's brought. Of course, therefore there's nothing of these. Balimum are brought, meaning other animals that are like that. So Mayamar, Trefa, Ika Minah, so you're going to say, meaning we're going to say there is no Yotzei Dofen, there is no Kunkilim, etc. But Trefa is no different than a Balimum. It's an animal of a type that's brought, and this animal had an accident. So Lord Damir Balmum, he says it's different. Why? Behemat mea sura bachilai. Throws in a curveball, which is, or really, a new wrinkle. Behemat mea, you're not allowed to eat. Trefa sura bachila. And a trefa also. Lafuke Balmum, as opposed to Balmum, the muta bachila. As a matter of fact, that's what you're supposed to do with it. You're supposed to eat it. So it's a perfectly fine animal, just can't come to the Mizbeach. So, okay. Amar Shmuel. Amakdish da trefa. So now Shmuel then says the following. If you're makdish an animal that's already a trefa, tzrichah mum kavur liftot alav. You have to wait till it gets a proper mum, then you redeem it. What are you going to do with it afterwards? You can't eat it. So there's for shvamina putin lakorashim lachlim laklavim to redeem kodshim in order to feed them to dogs. That's what you can do with a trefa. So that doesn't work. Ela ema osek kedusha lamut, meaning it becomes sanctified and therefore you have to bury it. You can't redeem it. You have to bury it. Rabbi Shai Omer, Eina Elak Makdish Etzim Vamanim Bilvad. If you're Makdish a Trefa, it has no Kedushat Haguf. It's like being Makdish a rock. It means it's totally Lebedek Habayit. In which case, of course, it has Kedushat Damim, and you could be put it right away. You don't have to wait for anything. Tnan, Kol HaKodashim Shinasu Trefa, Ein Podino Tan, Lefisha Ein Podino Kodashim Lachim Laklavim. So we said that all Kodashim that become a Trefa, you don't redeem them. Because you don't redeem kodshim in order to feed them to dogs. Now, tam ashenasu, that's, we infer from there, that's because they became a trefa. Ha yumikar, if they were originally a trefa, podinotan, you could redeem them because they're kudusha benekabayit. Point for Rabbi Shaya. So, Rabbi Yoshua would answer, dilma haitana savar, kol echad lochazel the guf, alonachta la kudusha da guf. Maybe this tana holds, then this would be in line with Rabbi Eliezer, any time that it itself could not go on the Mizbeach, Kedushat HaGuf does not come on it, and therefore he would hold it goes Kedusha Perek HaBayit, and Shmuel would say, I hold like Rabbanan, who disagree. So Toshma Rabbi Elazar Omer, Kalayim HaTzidof and Treif from Sumta, and Drogen Oslo Kedoshim Velo Makdishin, Shmuel and Kedoshim and Tumor Velo Makdishin, and the Sot Tumor Betan Rav Meir, Rechim Yachash and Kedoshin, Chan Makdishin, and Leitha Motzei Elo Makdish, Beimah, V'chakach Nitrefa. And we did all of that to get us back to Rav Meir's solution, your Makdishin animal, then it became a Treifa. So ha'ita treifa mikar lo'nachta le'kedusha d'aguf, implying that had it been a treifa from the get-go, kedusha would have never come on it, which supports Rav Hoshaya. So Amalach Shmuel could answer d'lmahach tananami savar. Maybe this Rav Elazar again holds kol echad lo'chazi l'guf lo'nachta le'kedusha d'aguf. But I would hold like Rabbanan who say nachta le'kedusha d'aguf, and that's why it needs a mum kavua to be poda, or it has kedusha d'aguf and therefore has to be buried and cannot be redeemed. Okay, we've completed our study of the second parak of Masechet Tmura. I'll begin with Elu Kodashim, the third parak in the next podcast. In the meantime, they should have a wonderful day.